A six test, a double 100, 25 one days and 15 T20s for Australia. That is an outstanding record. Wisbeer then just dominated here in the, he dominated everywhere.
IPL. Everywhere. Where he went. He was a bit of a footballer back in the day too, wasn't he?
Well, ask him, I suppose. I haven't seen that, but Bradley Hodge is a great demon, man. I know that, and he joins us. Hey, Hodgie.
Yeah, Gaz, Tim, g'day. Good morning. You know what? I'd give up every single one of those test matches if you can present that cup to the leaders of the football club this week. I know that.
There you go.
Hang on. You've played six tests for your country. The baggy green is as revered as anything. You made a double 100. You'd give them up for the cup being handed over.
Yep, because I've been waiting 46 years for this to happen, and it's going to be bloody pleasurable if it does happen, I must admit. And I'm tipping you're the same.
Yeah, he is. He can't. He can hardly contain himself at the moment. Brad, when did it start for you as a Melbourne fan?
Mate, I was always a Demon. My father was a Demon supporter, and you know we used to go out to the VFL Park in the 80s and watch the greats, Robbie Flower. I had my love of Rodney Grinter and Graham Yates and the Fidge brothers. So a few random ones too, which was Shane Sandpark and Alan Jarrett. And, you know, like anyone, you wanted to play for your own team when you had your little, the Auskick back then when you used to get on the ground. But I was zoned into St Kilda, so I actually played for St Kilda. So I get to run out when Plugger was playing at Moorabbin. So it was pretty cool. Yeah, I was always into footy and the Demons is always through and through in our family.
Well, Gary, great names you've mentioned there.
Some unbelievable names.
Some of who are listening. So Rodney Grinter will be very happy with his mention there.
You didn't have the swingman? He wasn't one of your favourites? Swingman Lyon?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that was in the 90s, right? And then on to the 2000s. So, I mean, look, to be honest, you know, when you're standing next to Stinger and Chopper Lovell in the centre or in the forward line and you got those guns up against Gazza, they are hard to compete against, right?
Absolutely. Hey, Gary said yesterday this is the best Melbourne team that he's seen. Is it the best Melbourne team that you've seen?
Oh, look, who knows if they get the job done right. But, I mean, when the Baby Bombers, your mob, towed us up in the 2000s, that was a pretty good side as well. Mm. Also, I'd like to think that when, you know, we lost the prelim and poor old Jimmy stepped over the line and Gary Buchanan slid one through from 35, that was a pretty good side as well. So, like in any sport, you know, you get your chances and you come up against a good side on the Saturday afternoon. If you're good enough, you win. But I sort of agree with Gary. This is a good chance as ever. Got some absolute superstars. I think that's one thing which, you know, Melbourne hasn't had for, you know, the last sort of 5 to 6 years collectively. Now we've got about probably 10 guns across the field, which is going to help us for sure.
What sort of a watcher are you? We're talking to Brad Hodge, the former Test superstar here. Are you a nervous watcher? Where will you be on Saturday?
Noisy, Gaz. That's what I am. As soon as the goal gets through, things go nuts in our house. The wife can't stand it. She retreats upstairs every weekend. So, it's not ideal. Actually, a lot of the things you've seen around the community is everyone's painting their fences red and blue, right? So, and I've got a really, really, I call it white fence, and I wanted to paint it red and blue throughout the week. I mean, what else we got to do in lockdown, right? So I thought it'd be pretty cool to get the kids out there and paint it red and blue, but the wife wouldn't have it. So we're going to try and get some LED lights, red and blue, and put it up around the house for the weekend. So a few streamers, few balloons, but nervous? Yeah, I reckon that when I'm chewing my nails, Gaz, I reckon I'll be showing you on TV chewing yours as well, for sure.
What about the kids? Have you convinced them to barrack for the D's as well?
Yeah, my son Jesse's he's a Demon supporter. So we've been to a few games. It's interesting, the first few games that I took him to watch the Demons, we had a collective average loss of 120 points in the three games that we went and took him to. I think one was North Melbourne, one was the Cats. It was a bit of a disastrous start to his entrance into the AFL. Having said that, though, he's stuck with him like everyone else. And hopefully, you know, he says to me, Dad, you know, there was a time when he wanted to jump to Richmond. He said, mate, you're going to lose. You're going to miss the biggest party in the world if you actually jump ship, right? Like, this is going to be spectacular. So whether it's in the West, whether it's in Melbourne, doesn't matter. we'll make some Imola-style Ferrari party somewhere in the streets of Melbourne when the time's right, Gaz. You know, when the time's right, whether it be next March, whatever, we'll enjoy it if it happens.
I think you'll find the time. You'll find the time. Hey, we've just come through on the temper text. Did you play one reserve game for Melbourne back in the 90s?
I did, yes. I was lucky enough to train with the love of the team, Gaz and Todd Viney and everyone, and meet up for about 10 weeks. I went to St. Bede's Mentone, and Peter Russo was the assistant down at the club at the time. So he thought that I had half decent talent, and managed to play one reserves game, and it was the worst game ever. Right, it was out at the Western Oval. There was a 15-goal wind pushing into the pocket. I reckon the whole time there was 44 players just camping this forward pocket for about 30 odd minutes. The ball went nowhere. It was freezing cold. And then, funny enough, we went in and had full body contact the next on Tuesday. I think the main side lost a couple of games, and Neil Barn just said we need to get some contested play back in. And I was pinned in the middle against Stephen Tingay, and he crunched me that far and my knee, wrenched my knee back about 90 degrees the wrong way and tore my cartilage in my knee, which meant I was out for another 10 weeks. So the good thing was is that I did play for the Demons, got the number 46, got a nice little elbow in the head from Kieran Spawn, which was probably the highlight of the day.
You're unlucky.
And that was it. So the one thing I was is that unfortunately cricket lends itself to be a little bit selfish from time to time. I gave away 3 handballs in the square. Oh.
No.
And it was so unlike me.
Mistake.
Like, I kicked the point, but realistically, boys, should have had 3-1 and would have been a hell of a lot better story than trucking around in the mud at the Western Oval for 4 quarters.
Gary, what do you remember about Hodgie when he was there?
Believe Hodgie's not on the Past Players WhatsApp group on the basis of that. I think...
Well, Nita and Hoppy, they're good enough to speak to me from time to time, Gaz. So I'm part of the community somewhere thereabouts. So
well, Balls might put you. He's listening. He might add you on a bit later because you would love seeing what's going on right now in that group. So I don't need to ask you for your tip. What about from a Norm Smith point of view? Who have you got there penciled in?
Well, I'm not sure if you've seen this, but was Clayton Oliver a little bit... When we didn't receive 3 votes and 2 votes in round 22 against Adelaide. I was questioning that a little bit. So I thought, right, I will pass up the Brownlow, and I think Clayton Oliver or Christian Petrarca in the midfield might take a Norm Smith medal this week. So it'd be pretty cool.
Hodgie, you have established your bona fides. Yep. You are a dead set,
genuine
demon, and we love it. We've loved listening to all of the different supporting groups. Just this one, there's a quicker message come through. My name's Easton. Dad just said to me, if you can get Brad Hodge to say hi to me, he'll buy me a new bat that I've wanted. So can you say good day to Easton so he can go out and get himself a new cricket bat?
Easton, go and get yourself a new cricket bat, mate. Cricket will be starting soon. We need some community cricket and community sport back as soon as possible. And we're all itching for it. And the great thing is about sport is that you get to play with your mates, mate. So go grab yourself a bat and shine it up and find the middle when the time comes.
You're a star, mate. Love talking to you this morning, and good luck for your Demons on the weekend.
Lift that cup, Gaz. That's your job. Come on.
Brad Hodge.
On your Hodgie.
Here for Build Exact. Register for a free Build Exact demo. Get a $50 Dan Murphy gift card. Head to buildexact.com.au. We've had Maddie Hill was great, passionate. We had Katie Price, passionate. I think he's gone to the front.
He has.
I think that's the real passion right there, Whispers.
He has definitely gone to the front. Was your nickname ever Scaffold at Melbourne? Did the players ever call you Scaffold?
No, but...
I ran into someone the other day, so they said, next time you see Gary, say, how are you going, Scaffold?
No, because everyone used to jump on my head.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard that, Tim, but I'm happy to wear it. There's no denying that I was selfless and courageous and just played in front and got jumped on. Don't forget, cooler of the year.
Is he one of those nuffies that you referred to yesterday? You said you're just going to be a nuffy supporter
on the
for
back of
Saturday?
That, when I say nuffy, I say that.
A term of endearment, yeah.
Great love. Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm talking about when you hear Hodgie talk like that. I mean, he was serious. He'd give up his test matches for a premiership.
Yeah.
That says it means a bit.